Hello and welcome to the Countryside Activities Programme for Wakefield. This also includes the Wild About Water sessions on Wednesdays. So just starting off with some dates for your diary. The adapted cycling, there is a ride on Sunday the 4th of August from 10 to 3 p.m. and it's Wonders of Wakefield ride. Join us for a 22-mile ride around some of the most scenic sites in our district and a brunch stop en route. Another one is Walking and Wild Things Residential, which is at Feldyke Bunkhouse in the Lake District, and this is on Friday the 4th to Sunday the 6th of October. It's £130 per person, and this includes food, transport and accommodation. There's just two places left, so do let us know if you'd like to come. Starting with the outings, Five Towns Outing, Sunday, 14th of July. Admission is free and the trip is £10. Join us for a tour of Pontefract Castle, followed by a picnic in the grounds. The Hatchling, Sunday, 25th of August. Admission is free and the trip is £10. This is an evening one, and it's an opportunity to be part of one of the biggest events of 2024. Open Country members and volunteers are invited to come play with a giant dragon puppet at Pugney's Country Park as part of a huge theatrical production. Tandem riders, wheelchair and scooter users and all other members are invited to join in the fun. What a show it will be. Nostal, on Monday 26th of August, admission is £12.95, the trip is £10. This is a nice local tour of National Trust Nostal on the edge of Wakefield, and there's lots to see there. The lakeside stroll, tour of the house complete with Chippendale furniture, the kitchen gardens, parkland and a cafe stop to finish. On Sunday the 8th of September, there'll be a return visit to Yorkshire's Hart Vineyard to enjoy a tipple, a late lunch in the restaurant and a tour of their grapevines in the grounds. And admission is £25 and the trip is £10. On Sunday the 22nd of September, there's a trip to Sherwood Forest. Admission is free, the trip is £10. Get your Robin Hood suit at the ready as we head to Sherwood Forest for some fungi spotting and an amble up to the Major Oak, one of the oldest trees in England, to discover the ecology of ancient woodlands. The Adventure Club, Dragon Boat Race, Saturday 13th of July. Admission is free and the trip is £10. We need ambulant rowers to join the team of paddlers in this year's Dragon Boat Race at Pugney's Country Park. Water skiing, Saturday 24th of August. Admission is £20 for one go, £30 for two goes, and £35 for three goes, and the trip is £10. A range of adapted water skiing and water sports to suit most abilities up at Calmwater Bay in Knaresborough. Sport Inclusion Festival, Saturday the 7th of September. Admission is free, trip is £10. And come and have a go at a range of sports, archery, adapted cycling, boccia, bowling, wheelchair basketball and walking football, so lots going on there. Derwent Edge Long Walk, this is on Saturday the 21st of September. Admission is free, the trip is £10. I'm afraid this one's not accessible. It's an 8-mile circular walk from Fairholmes Visitor Centre across the Moorland Hills and up Back Tor. Scooter Social, this is open to anyone who uses a mobility scooter or electric wheelchair. And on Saturday the 6th of July, bowls and putting golf. This is at Thorns Park. They have a leisurely afternoon taking in some outdoor summer games. On the Saturday the 3rd of August, bird watching at Anglers Country Park, a 2-mile flat stroll around the beautiful country park near Rye Hill, followed by an ice cream. Saturday the 7th of September, Sport Inclusion Festival. This is at Thorns Park Stadium and there's going to be a range of accessible sports to have a go at, followed by a relay race around the park. That sounds fun. Moving on to the Wild About Water programme. And these are accessible outings to a range of local waterside locations. And most trips are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And these are funded by Wakefield Council. So in July, Wednesday the 3rd, is Nature Scavenger Hunt, searching for hidden objects around New Miller Dam Country Park. Wednesday the 10th of July, a creative walk. A walk and some sculpture making with forage materials at Frickley Country Park. Wednesday the 17th of July, seated dance in the park. A stroll around the pond in Thorns Park, followed by a seated dance session with David Crimmins. Wednesday the 24th of July, Bird Safari, a bird spotting stroll at RSPB Fairburn Ings. And Wednesday the 31st of July is a waterside sketching. There's a gentle stroll at Pontefract Park, followed by some sketching by the lake. Moving on to August, Tuesday the 6th of August, yoga and mindfulness. This is a seated yoga session with Lindsay Boyle Clark at New Miller Dam. Tuesday the 13th of August, sailing on the lake, an accessible sailing session at Leeds Sailing and Activity Centre. Tuesday the 20th of August, canal side stroll, a gentle walk along the canal at Stanley to the South Washlands. Tuesday the 27th of August is an audio walk, recording and listening to an audio walk, and then you're going to have a go at recording your own while strolling at New Miller Dam with Tom Marsh, who is the audio walk expert of Open Country. Moving on to September, Tuesday the 3rd is painting, lake and river themed painting workshop with Stephen Busfield at the Navigation Inn's Canalside Tables. Tuesday the 10th of September, embossing workshop. An embossing, which is tactile drawing, workshop with Ruth Phones at Pugney's Country Park. Tuesday the 17th of September, nature raft and leaf boat building and racing at Hemsworth Water Park and Valehead Park. Tuesday the 24th of September, fungi walk. A stroll around Anglers Country Park and Hall Park Woods for some fungi spotting with artist Andy Woodhall. And a big thank you to all the National Lottery players for supporting our Wild About Wakefield project. So if you'd like to book on any of these activities or find out more information, please do get in touch with us. You can give us a call on 07426 716677. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now.